What the initiative would do is several things. It would mandate that the sheriff provide direct unfettered access to all the information that the auditor would need to evaluate an investigation to make sure it's done appropriately. It would also secure an amount of funding that would allow the office to do its work in a way that was effective. One of the big problems during the 3 years I was there, and which continues this year under the new director, is that there's a significant backlog of audits of investigations. And the reason for that is there's just not sufficient staffing to do the number of investigations that are there for review. Another issue while I was director was undermining of independence of decision-making of the director. It would change the director's appointment from an appointment at will that can be dismissed at any time by the supervisors into an appointment for a term of 3 years with removal only for cause by 4/5 votes of the Board of Supervisors. It would also mandate the areas of review of misconduct investigations so they're not subject to agreement with the sheriff's office, and would expand those out to include sexual assault. And in one very particular category, if there's a use of force that results in death or other death where a deputy's involved, it would authorize the director to conduct an independent investigation themselves and have subpoena power to gather the evidence for that.
As you mentioned, there is still a significant backlog of cases that need to be audited. What kind of funding would this new initiative bring in to ensure that those were done, and where would the money come from?
So the initiative benchmarks the funding for IALERO at a level that's equivalent to 1% of the sheriff's budget. That would be moving forward if the initiative passes. Currently, the sheriff's budget is about $180 million total. So at 1% of that budget, IALERO's budget would then be $1.8 million. Currently, the office's budget is about $650,000 to $700,000. So we're talking about an increase of a little bit over $1 million.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the timeline for this?
We filed this ballot measure in late November or early December with the Registrar of Voters and got the materials back to start the clock running. We have 180 days to collect signatures. We need to have 21,038 valid voter signatures for it to get on the ballot. We have until May 11th to collect those signatures and turn them in. If it qualifies for the ballot after a review of those signatures and they're determined to be valid, then it goes through a process where it goes to the Board of Supervisors so they can consider whether they'll just pass it outright or whether they'll pass it on to the ballot. It would then, assuming it qualifies and they don't pass it, it would appear on the November 2020 presidential election ballot.